everyone. Welcome. We are live in 2025. That actually rhymed. I just thought of that now as we were coming on. Welcome to everybody. Welcome to 2025. It certainly started off with a bang, which we will be talking about for sure. So I'm sorry I'm a little late. I'll explain why in a minute. But hello to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. January 2nd today. So we're 2 days into 2025, and already it feels a little, we'll talk about that in a moment. It feels a little like something very familiar that we're going to play for you in a few minutes. However, we welcome our moderators to our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Let's see who's coming on. I see California, the United Kingdom. Hello to our friends across the pond. Oklahoma, Florida. Mississippi. Let's see who else is coming on. Niagara Falls, New York. Hello to our neighbors in Niagara Falls, Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, Michigan, Oregon, Louisiana. You guys are just pouring on here. Texas. God bless Texas. Maryland. Hello to our friends over in Maryland, Indiana, Kansas, Ohio, New Hampshire. Yep, I think that's called the Live Free or Die State, I think. I'm not sure, but I think that's what it's called. Yep, our social media team's going, yep, it is in the background. Whenever I need a majority consensus, I just look to my bottom left. And I'll know right away whether what I'm saying, whether I'm getting that fact right. Okay, and hello to our international audience coming in as well. We love our international audience. We always love to have you with us. And yeah, so I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to get into tonight, because there is just, it certainly has started off with a bang, 2025, and that's all I'm going to say right now. After prayer, I'm going to give this over to the Lord first, because it's just, I find things go better that way, and I find given the heaviness of what we're going to get into, and the prophetic that we're going to get into, and what we're about to connect, I think it's always best to turn it over to the Lord. So let's open up in prayer and we'll begin tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. Father, we praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name, Father, as we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Father, we all sin and fall so incredibly short of your glory. Your word says the righteous man sins seven times a day. Forgive us, Lord, wash us, cleanse us, Father God, Lord, from our sin, Father God, from our sin, from our shame, Father God. We praise you, Lord, that your son bore that for us. And Lord, we praise you. You sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We're just going to continue praying where we left off because Sadie jumped up and hit the keyboard. Wouldn't that be? Yep, that's exactly what happened. She's like, look right here, right now. So Lord, forgive Sadie for just knocking us all off of StreamYard, Father. Just forgive her right now and just cleanse her, Father God, of her sins. Okay, Father, we just acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We praise you. He's the Passover lamb, a sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. That blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat of Calvary. It purchased us, it redeemed us, it reconciled us back to you, Lord. And Father, we praise you that he rose again miraculously in 3 days, ascended back in heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come to your courts with praise and thanksgiving, thanking you for who you are, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God. and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, Lord, into this place, Father God. Lord, let your power mightily move, Father God, and go forth. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Father God. Let the weight of your glory, Father God, go forth. Let the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, go forth as the counselor and minister to those watching, Father God. Lord, I ask that you lead and guide us tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, I ask you, fill us tonight in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, the reverential fear of the Lord, Father God. Lead and guide us, Father God, in your wisdom and in your knowledge, Father God, and in your acuity, Father God, and accuracy and vision to see, Father God, what others cannot see. And we pray, Father God, right now and speak by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God. May only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. And allow me the humble privilege, Father, of being a vessel, Lord, of your power. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to fill this office, to fill this property, Lord, to protect it, to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection, that every work of darkness and iniquity, sabotage, plot, scheme, contract, and assignment in the name of Jesus Christ is rebuked now, is canceled, destroyed, disabled, rendered powerless, nullified, voided, disarmed, bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent to this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. Every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father God. Lord, you deserve all the glory, Father God, honor and praise that is due your holy, perfect name. We submit to you tonight and surrender to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Amen. There's the perp. Here she is, right? Here's the perp right here. This is who knocked the keyboard off. Okay. So who literally laid down on the keyboard and just flat out just started the broadcast out with a bang herself. Welcome, everyone. Happy New Year at Ark of Grace here. So let me just get my notes up here because there's a lot. Now, I will tell you very quickly the reason that I was late is because I have someone who works for me, Rebecca, and we have a, actually, she's part of Rebecca's family, but I've known Antoinette back before Chris and I were married. So I've known her a long time, and she is on a ventilator tonight. And so they FaceTimed me in to be able to pray. So I'm asking you to pray for her, because it's a very serious situation. I know God is more than able. I want this assignment of premature death canceled and nullified in the name of Jesus Christ. So before I had to get on, I had to get on FaceTime and then put my voice near her ear, and they had me pray. So I'm just going to ask you to pray for her, because we've known her a very long time and we absolutely love her. And this is very hard for her family. So just so you know, I like to be transparent. That's what was going on. So I'm going to start with scripture. I'm going to start with scripture tonight for what we're about to embark on, because I'm going to ask you to share this. Like and subscribe, but share this, because we are about to play an epic prophetic connect the dots of what the hey has just transpired over the past month. And it's super important right now for what's coming, because this is just the beginning. This is the crazy part about this. This is just the beginning of what these crazy sociopaths want to do. They need prayer and they need deliverance, honestly. I don't know if their mommy didn't love them enough as a child. I'm not sure what happened to some of these people, but they need prayer, because they seriously want to bring fear and unrest into the nation. So 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober-minded, be alert and cautious at all times, that the enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. John 10:10, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that you may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance. Now, to refresh your memory for a minute, and then we're going to play something for you as we go into what has now happened. But if you remember, now let's put up the AP News article for the Abundant Life school shooting, if we can get it up, because that December 16th, if you remember, and I'm just going to refresh your memory, we're not spending long on this. December 16th, in Madison, Wisconsin, at a Christian school, there is a shooting. And the name of the school is Abundant Life. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life, meaning Jesus Christ, and life more abundant. So there is a school shooting at a school called Abundant Life in Madison, Wisconsin on December 16th, okay? Basically, the way this went down, apparently there was a very troubled female that went to this school, I think, or had association with this school and was in cahoots with somebody else. And so three were killed and seven were injured, equaling the number 10. Remember John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy is very deliberate when he does these things. And so I had warned during that broadcast, now you go back and watch this, but I had warned during this broadcast that the enemy was setting his agenda for 2025, and it had to do with this scripture. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant. The enemy was sending his agenda by going after abundant life. He wants to steal the prosperity, the unity. He wants to steal the joy. He wants to invoke fear. And through that, he was setting his agenda, not God's agenda, that he was going to try to accomplish in 2025. Okay? It's kind of like in 9/11, the same thing happened, which we will get into that. So now let's just play, because I'm going to tell you right now, we have truly entered the X-Files, people. I don't know how else to say it. We have entered the X-Files. Mm-hmm. This is going to get real interesting very fast. So thank you. So basically, 9/11 was the same thing. Steal, kill, destroy. An agenda was being set. So you have to understand, back in 2001, an agenda was being set. So it's the same thing here. And this is all connected, by the way, to 9/11. And I will show you how. So 16 days separates the attacks, really 15 to 16 days separates the attack at Abundant Life from what we're about to get into. Now, if 16 days separates these attacks, okay, from the two we're going to talk about and the Abundant Life, guess who won election in 2016? Donald Trump. This is a cycle that has a spiritual root. So the intellectuals in the Trump administration right now may not know what to do with this, but this is a spirit. This is a cycle that has a spiritual root that is all connected to, in a way, the incoming presidency. Just like in 2016, right? There were some events that happened to that incoming presidency. So let's put up the AP news article. We're going to deal with New Orleans first. Okay. Death toll in New Orleans crash rises to 15, okay? Coroner says. Now, that's the interesting part, too. It was it was about 15 to 16 days that separates the Abundant Life attack to this one, okay? Now, so the first one happens in New Orleans, and it says a driver behind the wheel of a pickup truck, which this is going to get very interesting about this truck, rammed New Year's revelers in New Orleans, killing at least 15 and injuring 30 people. Guess how much 15 and 30 is? 45. Who was the 45th president of the United States? Donald Trump. This is very deliberate when the enemy plots these things. He is very methodical at it. A driver behind the wheel of a pickup truck raced into a crowd of New Orleans revelers on Bourbon Street early New Year's Day, killing 15 people in what the FBI is investigating as an act of terrorism. After the vehicle stopped, the driver emerged from the truck and opened fire on responding officers, New Orleans police said. And they said, what we know so far. The driver was killed in a firefight, with police following the attack around 3:15 a.m. Wednesday. He was identified as a 42-year-old Shamsud Din Bahar Jabbar. The vehicle was rented. The pickup truck used in the attack was rented via Turo, T-U-R-O, an app that connects drivers with vehicle owners. The company confirmed they are partnering with the FBI in the investigation. And then we get into President Joe Biden said federal agents are investigating whether the truck attack in New Orleans was linked to the explosion of a Tesla Cybertruck, which we will get into, outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel. That is where we stayed for Reawaken America Las Vegas. We stayed at that hotel that we'll get into that the Cybertruck blew up in front of for Reawaken America Las Vegas. Now, we're going to show you the Tesla Cybertruck incident, then I'm going to connect the two of them for you. Okay, so let's put up the article, the CNN article. Thank you. A Tesla Cybertruck exploded outside Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Here's what we know. Okay, now they're also saying that this has something to do with, I'll get into that, military on both sides, and we'll get into that in a minute. The explosion of a Tesla Cybertruck outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas on Wednesday could have been significantly worse if not for the vehicle's body construction, which helped contain the blast, police said. The driver of the Cybertruck was killed, which now they're wondering if actually the person inside the Cybertruck was not alive to begin with before it blew up. And seven others nearby were injured when a combination of fireworks, gas tanks, and camping fuel in the bed of the vehicle were detonated by a device controlled by the driver. Now, that was then. They're starting now to change their story on that. The fact that this was a Cybertruck really limited the damage that occurred inside of the valet because it held basically contained most of the blast. The FBI is investigating whether the explosion is tied to terrorism. The explosion closely followed a deadly attack in New Orleans, where a driver crashed a pickup truck into a crowd celebrating New Year's on Bourbon Street early Wednesday morning. Turo, remember that, T-U-R-O, which operates an online platform for car owners to lease their vehicles, reported that its service was used to rent vehicles involved in the tragic events in New Orleans and Las Vegas. So the same car rental company was used to rent both vehicles for both attacks and is cooperating with authorities. We do not believe that either renter involved in the Las Vegas and New Orleans attacks had a criminal background that would have identified them as a security threat, a Turo spokesperson told CNN. Of course, they're going to say that now. Okay. Now, I'm going to play for you a clip from December 20th, 2024, from a word of the Lord. This was put out. I think the broadcast actually happened the 18th or the 19th, and then it was put on the blog on the 20th. So we're going to play for you that clip now from December 18th, 2024. A bang in January, says the Lord. A bang in January. Around that time, says the Lord. They plot for blood at this time, says the Lord. However, for such, you shall be ripped from your seats of influence in the bureaus and the intelligence agencies and the Pentagon, says the Lord, for you have been allured with the aroma of another 9/11 to turn the nation. You have been allured with delicate dainties that are deceit, says the Lord. All capitals. It is a deception, and I shall uncover you, says the Lord. Your plots, your deceptions, your working with nations involved in war to turn America on a chain where you want it to go. You foul, perverse leaders, you foul, perverse agencies. I shall turn you, says the Lord. Another Strauch and Page, says the Lord. Sound the alarm. Isn't that funny? I kind of lined my shoulders up perfectly with actually the video that came up, which was kind of funny. Okay, so when I delivered that word from the Lord, this excerpt was in there. A bang in January, says the Lord, a bang in January. He says it twice. You know why he says it twice? Two attacks close together. That's why he said that, right? They plot for blood at this time, says the Lord. However, for such you shall be ripped from your seat. So the Lord is saying, for you accomplishing this or for you doing this, you are going to be ripped from your seats. And he goes into the agencies. He also says he would, it's a deception. He will uncover you. And he said another Strzok and Page sound the alarm. So that was back from December 18th, 2020. And a bang, two bangs, happened January 1st. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The last time the Lord spoke a sentence to me like this, a bang in January, it was 4 years ago, 2 weeks before January 6th happened. 2 weeks before January 6th, you can go check this on the blog. I put out a word from the Lord. And it's the Lord talked about a bang in January. He didn't say anything to me about it for 4 years. And then right at December 18th, the Lord says it to me again, but now he says it twice. And I was like, does that mean two attacks? I wasn't sure, but he said it and I spoke it and I delivered it from the Lord. And certainly this did happen. I will be honest with you. So when these things happen, I look at the Lord sometimes and I go, now I had to say this and now look at what's happened. You know what I mean? Like you get into your flesh for a minute, but he says it. And he, because he's warning of it, he wants you to intercede. He wants you to pray. He wants you to pray for insight. That's why he warns of it ahead of time. Okay, now, being that, I want to just point this out too. Elon Musk, we all know, has Tesla and is the maker of the Cybertruck. Okay, this is no secret. He is the maker of that Cybertruck. His company Tesla is. I'm just going to read to you Genesis 46:14 for a minute. The sons of Zebulun, Sered, Elon, and Jahleel. These are the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram with his daughter Dinah. All of his sons and daughters numbered 33. So remember, Leah was the deception. Leah was not supposed to be Jacob's bride. Leah was the deception. Elon came. I want you to listen to what I'm saying. Elon came from that deceptive marriage. Elon was born. So just keep that in the back of your mind with all of this unfolding, because I don't think that is by any accident. Now, prophetically, I'm going to point a few things out here for you now. Now that we've talked about both attacks that have happened January 1st, 2025, and we played the clip of the word of the Lord for you, New Orleans and Las Vegas are two of the places in America that are steeped the most in sin. In fact, they are both referred to as Sin City. They are known for gambling, prostitution, sorcery, witchcraft, both places, both known for their sins, both steeped in sin more than most places in America. And those were the two places that were chosen. So if the enemy is going to launch a coordinated attack, he is going to try and launch from a territory where he feels he has the advantage, a territory that he has a lot of interest in, a territory where he can unlock doors easier, okay? A territory where he's got a lot of money moving in and out. And the kingdom of darkness influences these attacks. And what better place then the two areas steeped the most in sin, perversion, and witchcraft, where the enemy can unlock this strategically and pull this off, because darkness, right, and sin are the opposite of light and righteousness. So he literally is going to the antithesis, these cities, of what would be considered light and righteousness to pull off these attacks in the nation. And they have an aroma of another 9-11. And the Lord had said that in that word, you have been allured with an aroma of another 9-11. He said that in that clip we played. Now, with New Orleans, I want to show you the window here. There's a window. This was done, this attack in New Orleans, within the window between New Year's and the beginning of Mardi Gras season. The beginning of Mardi Gras season, we'll get into when that is in a minute, but it is a window that is filled with the most sinful and dark behavior. So this is done literally within a window before the opening ceremonies to Mardi Gras season that is filled with idolatry, the worship of the kingdom of darkness. And so basically what happened, there was blood shed in New Orleans on that territory before the opening of Mardi Gras season. Now, guess when Mardi Gras season begins this year, because we all know Fat Tuesday comes in March. The official start of carnival season of Mardi Gras season is marked by 12th night, 12 having to do with government and rule, which is January 6th this year. Yes, you heard me correctly. Mardi Gras season that starts that is marked by 12th night, 12 being government and rule, happens January 6th this year. January 6th is the day they will attempt to certify the election. Is this any mistake? I don't think it is. Also, this attack happened January 1st, and 5 days separates this attack from the start of Mardi Gras season on January 6th, okay? So it's 5 days that separates the attack and the bloodshed from the start of this dark time, okay? This dark window. And so we entered the year 5785, back in October of 2024 on the Jewish calendar, a year flanked by fives, which is, hey, in Hebrew, it means behold or grace. So a window of double grace, right? A time of double grace. But the middle of this number is where the attacks are connected as well. Seven is Zayin. It can mean crown, but many times it means sword. And eight is Chet, which means life. So a year, a window flanked by grace that can either bring the sword or bring life. You see, that's very prophetic in itself. And 5 days, we entered 5785, and 5 days separates the attack in New Orleans and the one in Vegas from the start of Mardi Gras season on January 6th. Now, just one day before these two attacks happen, December 31st, 2024, let's put up the CBS News article and show you what happened. Ford says X account was briefly compromised after posts referencing Israel-Palestinian war. Ford Motor Company says its X account was hacked after a few posts on Monday said Israel is a terrorist state, free Palestine, and all eyes on Gaza. The posts have since been deleted, but not before X users took screenshots and shared them in the replies to Ford's recent posts. In an email statement to CBS News Detroit, Ford said our X account was briefly compromised and the previous three posts were not authorized or posted by Ford. We are investigating the issue and apologize for any confusion caused. This is one day before these two attacks. This happens. One day. Now, this attack that happened in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. Now, it was Ford whose X account was broken into. The attack that happened on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, the attacker rented and used a Ford F-150 Lightning with an ISIS flag. This is what was rented. So Ford's account is compromised one day before these attacks. And then for the attack in New Orleans, a Ford F-150 Lightning pickup truck with an ISIS flag is utilized. Lightning. Now, why would that be significant for what we're talking about? Guess who is associating with the lightning bolt? Zeus. Who is Zeus? Satan. The throne of Satan was in Pergamum. Where was Pergamum located? Turkey. Where was the altar of Zeus, the throne of Satan, transferred to? The Pergamum Museum in Germany. It's the same spirit. It is the same ancient spirit that is coming back again to try to take another swipe because it failed to attain the highest seat in the land in this nation. So now it is coming back, and this is why you see all these subtleties. You know, a Ford F-150 Lightning was used. New Orleans and Las Vegas were targeted, which are both known as Sin City. You see, the enemy is very strategic when he does something, and you have to start to look at the details because, yes, that saying the devil is in the details, you know, that saying has truth to it, because when you start to look at the details, you start to understand what the enemy is doing. And he kicked this off with the Abundant Life school shooting in Wisconsin. Why? Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. But I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant. It's all connected. Now, I'm going to show you something else wild. This image has been floating around X. It shows the same truck parked in front of a Cybertruck. It shows a Ford F-150 Lightning in front of Trump Tower in Vegas, parked in front of a Cybertruck. So this is from, his name is Garfield JP. I don't know if he likes lasagna like the cat Garfield does, but this is his handle. And if you see the top picture, this is in front of Trump Tower, Las Vegas. There's the Cybertruck, and there's the Ford F-150 Lightning in white. Same truck that was used to plow into those people on Bourbon Street. Now, why Bourbon Street? I'll tell you why. Because they ain't called spirits for nothing. Liquor. They're not called spirits for nothing. That is why bourbon, of all things, was chosen. You see, it's all deliberate. By the way, also, these two men that were each involved in these incidences in New Orleans and in Las Vegas went to the same army base. They actually come from the same army base. And we don't think the part of the military is involved. We don't think it. I'm talking about the rogue part. But these two men that were involved in these two incidences came from the same army base. Now, let's put up the news article from Denver 7, please. I'm going to show this to you because I'm going to back up what's being said. Suspects in Vegas explosion, New Orleans attack served at same army base, police confirm. Now, let me read this. I'll read it to you. Authorities said Thursday the two men likely overlapped at Fort Bragg. Oh, Fort Bragg. Who was the name of the DA that went after Donald Trump in the New York City cases? Bragg. Alvin Bragg. And now these two men both come from Fort Bragg. Do we think this is any coincidence? And again, in Afghanistan. So they not only overlapped their time at Fort Bragg, these two men overlapped in Afghanistan, where that god-awful pullout of the Biden administration happened, compromised our military, compromised our weapons, and was one of the biggest disasters that have ever happened to the military. So there's a theme of Bragg. There's a theme of Afghanistan. There's a theme of ISIS. You know why, too? Because the enemy likes to brag. The enemy likes to boast, right? Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit, a bragging spirit, cometh before a big fall. Now for Vegas. Now remember, 2017, I'm going to take you back to 2017 for a second. Donald Trump was in office less than a year for his first term. The Vegas shooting occurs. back in 2017. It was October 1st, 2017, that there was a mass shooting that occurred when a 64-year-old individual opened fire on a crowd attending the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. Now, why was that chosen? Route 91, Psalm 91. That is what the enemy quoted to Jesus in the wilderness when he was trying to get Jesus at his weakest to sin. The enemy took Psalm 91 and he quoted it. And here we have Vegas again. And this happens at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival on the Las Vegas Strip, right? And so basically, it was one of the, I think, worst, one of its kind, basically, because I think the injury totals were 867 people. 7 years and 3 months separates the Las Vegas shooting from what just happened on January 1st, 2025. 7 years and 3 months. Seven is Zayin, it's the sword, but 7 years, I'm going to just give you a little context. 7 years separates both eclipses from each other that happened in 2017 and 2024. You see, the eclipse happens August 2017. The shooting happens September, October, 2 months later. And now the eclipse happens in April. The eclipse happens in April here. I think Cyrus is dreaming. Which one is it? Nope, it's Missy. Okay. So the eclipse happens April 2024, right? And then this literally right as we exit 2024. This happens, but the Abundant Life shooting happened first in 2024. So 7 years separates both of that. Let's see what else. 7 years separates the Arch of Baal being placed on New York City soil before the 2016 election. And the golden statue of Ishtar Ashtoreth that was placed January 2023 atop the New York City Appellate Courthouse right before the indictments came down from Bragg going into the 2024 election. 5 days separates the New Orleans attack from the start of the Mardi Gras season. 7 years separates these two serious incidences in Las Vegas, right? 5-7, right? Which is in the year 5785. 5-7, grace and the sword. Now, if you want to look at 57 also, interestingly enough, in the year 1957, Nevada, where Las Vegas is located, was the site of the first ever underground nuclear explosion. However, I will say this, I believe a Tesla Cybertruck exploding in front of Trump Tower is prophetic in itself, being how Elon Musk has been acting as of late. And if he and others do not get their egos and their intellectualism in check right now, and their titan mentality, huffing and puffing like unaltered bulls in check, this is exactly what we will see between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. An explosion. I also think it was a warning to the two of them. I also think it was a warning to the two of them of what they were going to do to the two of them. I truly believe that as well. I do not think this is the end of coordinated attacks right now. I don't. Not given what's happened, not given what the Lord said, how January is going to start with a bang, and he says it twice, and then boom, boom, one after the other. So first it was coordinated. Now I want you to think about the coordinated. First it was coordinated drones in the sky, which is still going on, by the way. So first we have coordinated drones in the sky, right? And now it's coordinated attacks 5 days before the election is set to be certified. 5 days before, two cities. 52. 5 days, two cities. You know what happened in 1952, interestingly enough? In 1952, now because of the drones, I'm telling you this, Washington, D.C. UFO incident, several alleged UFOs tracked on multiple radars. Jets scramble on several occasions and the objects take evasive action only to return after the jets leave the area. So isn't that interesting? Yep. This is our own version of the X Files here. You know, this is the Faith Files. I mean, this is just like, you know, this stuff is just, I'm surprised and I'm not surprised. That's how I'm going to put it. So a bunch of unidentified flying objects are being tracked, and it's causing people to have some panic back in 1952. And sure enough, here we go again. Drones in the sky, the size of SUVs. Nobody knows where they came from. Nobody knows if Al from Melmac is on any of these SUV-sized drones, but they're there. Nobody knows if Alf is on them. Nobody knows if somebody called for Chick-fil-A delivery. Nobody knows what's going on with these drones. Nobody knows if the military just decided to do a Dunkin' Donuts run and send the drone. We don't know. So there has been a couple of now stronger theories coming out about this. But once again, got that pattern. Unidentified flying objects, although we know they're drones, but they're the size of SUVs, being tracked. Now, 2024, when this started with the Abundant Life, what happened with Abundant Life Christian School, 2024 minus 52, you get 1972. You know what happened in 1972? Watergate. Watergate, people, sound the alarm because they're going to try another one. Watergate. So within what is happening, you can see pieces of what they're plotting. You can begin to see exactly where they're trying to go with this. And there is a whole lot of psychological warfare going on right now, which the enemy, that's where the enemy engages. It's battlefield of the mind, right? The mind of the nation, the mind of individuals. And I will tell you, all of this is an ode to another 9/11 style attack. All of these are tremors, shall we say. All of these are connected and have the aroma, just like the Lord said in that word on December 18th, 2024, the aroma. They've been allured with the aroma of another 9/11. And I will tell you something. Why is this important right now? Why is connecting 9/11 to these attacks important right now? I will tell you why. After the nearly, now this is important history because you're going to understand why they chose 9/11 also. So I'm going to answer the question for you with the greatest deal of authority, why that date was chosen and why they are trying to make it a reminiscent of another 9/11 attack. After nearly 800 year Muslim conquest and occupation of Spain, the Spaniards were at long last victorious in taking their country back in 1492. The next century was spent in large part figuring out what to do with the embedded Muslim population that was now part of Spain. It was determined that due to the deceptive practice of taqiyya and the unsuccessful attempts at missionary work, and the ongoing difficulties between Spanish Catholics and Muslims, that the situation had to be remedied. In April of 1609, King Philip II signed the decree of expulsion of the Moriscos, the Little Moors, from Spain. A fleet of ships was prepared in secret, and on September 11th, 9/11, 1609, the expulsion order was read aloud by town criers in Valencia. That's the first 9/11. I'm going to go to the second one now. September 11th, 1683. 9/11, 1683, 335 years to the day before the Twin Towers of New York came crumbling down, there was a Western city, Vienna, in Europe, Vienna, that stood between life and death against jihad. 2 months earlier, the largest Islamic army ever to invade Europe, 200,000 combatants under Ottoman leadership. Having surrounded the walls of Vienna on July 14th, watch July this year. Circle that. Watch July. So, okay, the walls of Vienna, they surrounded on July 14th. The Ottoman Grand Vizier, Kara Mustafa, followed protocol. In 628, his prophet Muhammad had sent an ultimatum to Emperor Heraclius, okay, called Aslam Taslam. submit to Islam and have peace. That was the ultimatum. Heraclius rejected the summons. Jihad was declared against Christendom. And in a few decades, two-thirds of then the Christian world, including Spain, all of North Africa, Egypt, and greater Syria. You want to know why Damascus is falling in this time? You want to know why this is happening in Syria in this time? This is why. Were conquered. Over 1,000 years later, the same ultimatum of submission to Islam or death had reached the heart of Europe. Although Starhemberg, the Viennese commander in charge, he didn't bother to respond to the summons that was, I guess, graffitied inside the city. But on the next day, Mustafa unleashed all hell against the city's walls. And for 2 months, they were holed up and vastly outnumbered the Vietnamese. They suffered plagues, dysentery, starvation, and many casualties. Then sometime around September 11th, 9/11, then sometime around 9/11, as the Muslims were about to burst through, the desperate commander fired distress rockets into the night sky to give notice to the Christian army, that is, the relief force Vienna had beyond all hope been counting on, of the extremity whereto the city was reduced. Understanding exactly what these rockets signified, they cried Allahu Akbar, followed them as the Ottomans implored their deity to obliterate the infidels utterly from the face of the earth. So, and basically they lost that battle. The gist of it is they lost that battle. So this is why 9/11 is so coveted and sacred to radical Muslims. This is why. This is why what happened to us on 9/11 happened. It was more than 9/11, a full-blown emergency. That is why the Lord, back in February of 2023, woke me up in Tulsa, Oklahoma at midnight. I think it was February or March. And I've said this before live, Trump was the 45th president of the United States. He's running to be the 47th president of the United States. 4 + 5 = 9. 4 + 7 = 11. 9/11. Warning of that. 9/11. And this is why that date is so coveted for radicals. This is why. It's because of, in history, they lost major battles on those dates, and they were thrown out of countries for embedding and trying to take them over. So this is why you have this guy in a Ford F-150 Lightning with an ISIS flag, where this has the aroma of a type of 9/11. Okay, now, so we have that. We have that piece, right? So we have this. We have a bang in January twice. We have the drones. We have the other piece of the puzzle, which I'll talk about for a moment before we get into the fog. That in 2001, when 9/11 happened, a company by the name of United was targeted. And now, right before these attacks in New York City, towards the end of 2024, a CEO from a company named United is targeted. That's the aroma of another 9/11. And then these attacks happened after that. You see, you have to piece it together while they're trying to do this, because you have to be able to prophetically look at the whole body of work to understand this. And so United again, 23 years later, company named United is chosen again for an attack in New York City. After the attack in New York City, the Abundant Life shooting happens. After that, January 1st, bang, bang. The coordinated ones in New Orleans and Las Vegas, Sin City. Okay. So it's all connected. It's all connected. Now, into the fog we go, because over the river and through the woods, into the fog we go, because apparently it's showing up all over the country. Okay, Fogvid. They're calling it Fogvid 24. Isn't that a nice little name? Conspiracy theories about the fog across certain states. So this is happening at the same time. Fog, strange fog, is showing up in certain states. Reports from around the globe are surfacing of mysterious illness linked to encounters. So apparently this has gone global. Starting on December 29th, how many days? 30, 31st, 1st, 3 days. 3 days before these events, right? 2 days before Ford's X was hacked with all eyes on Gaza and Israel as a terrorist state. December 29th, social media users on conspiracy-heavy platforms, this is the article written, like TikTok and X, began publishing videos about a nefarious fog that seemed unusually thick or made of large particles. Some reported an odd smell described as a chemical, electrical, or burning, and then claimed to experience fever, coughing, sore throat, headache, and fatigue. Reports from around the globe are surfacing of mysterious illnesses linked to encounters with so-called chemical fogs, writes, I guess the X account is called Shadow of Ezra, wrote this. Described as a thick, lingering blanket, the fog has left people sick, allegedly. Many experiencing sudden cold or flu-like symptoms. And so we have that. We have that. And then we, on top of it, it says, around the globe may be an exaggeration. However, most, if not all of these reports appear to come from the UK, which, you know, the UK is famous for having fog, but it's also happening in areas of the US. There was one reported, I believe, in Oklahoma, one reported in Florida, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, California, Texas, in many states across the country. People are reporting the same thick particle fog. Now, I'm going to put this too. So there's from the Daily Dot that's reporting this. And then there is Wall Street Apes on X. And it says people all over America are experiencing heavy fog. Everyone is wondering what are the odds this happens right when they don't want people looking up at the sky during the drones and orb situation. First, Los Angeles, middle of the day. Second, Oklahoma, 12 noon, can't see anything. Third, Massachusetts, Missouri, and other states. The fog smells different and burns your eyes. Fourth, Wisconsin, 3:30 in the afternoon. You can't see anything. Also, Minnesota. Oh, well, maybe Tim Walz can go out there with a leaf blower and blow some of the fog away. Okay. Now, maybe this is a coincidence that all this unusual fog is happening all over the country at the exact same time. They don't want anyone looking up at the sky with these SUV-sized drones going over various states, including where I am. So there are explanations for heavy fog, but not heavy fog with large particles that tend to cause symptoms in people. Okay, that's very different. Now, a girl named Raven on X writes, you guys heard about the fog hitting many states and countries in the West? There's a patent for that too. US 1338343A is a patent for a process and apparatus that produces intense artificial clouds, fogs, or mist. So what does fog do? It impairs the vision. It makes it hard to see. There is a lot of psychological warfare going on right now to make it hard for people to see and discern what the hey is going on. This is why we're trying to piece this together for you here. I had a good friend of mine once has said to me a couple times, at least, he would say, Amanda, compromise leads to a loss of vision. That's what the nation has to remember right now. They are trying to get you to lose your vision. Compromise, that is compromising in God's word. Compromising with the devil. Compromising with perversion. Compromising with these hideous, wicked agendas. Whether it's, LGBTQ plus XYZ. Right? You've got radicalists with Palestinians. You got radicalists with Black Lives Matter. These dark, you know, these darker agendas. Compromise leads to a loss of vision, President Trump, with all due respect. Compromise leads to a loss of vision. Elon and Vivek, compromise leads to a loss of vision. And this is exactly what they're trying to do. Exactly. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. But happy and blessed is he who keeps the law of God. Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. They don't want you to know which way is up right now. They don't want you. They want to make it so chaotic that fear enters and you can't process what they're really doing, because this is psychological warfare at its finest. This is a launch of psychological warfare and so many distractions and coordinated events going on at the same time that it tries to make people's heads spin, that they can't piece it together. But in the age of social media, where things can be captured on video and put up, starts to make it a little easier. However, this is a very coordinated, multi-level, multi-tiered, psychological and physical operation that is happening in this nation right now, that is all happening with a bang right before January 6th. January 6th will be 4 years from the time of January 6th. And what happened, and it will also be the day they certify the election. And then 16 days after that, oh, what was the number 16 in here? I think that was the amount of days between the Abundant Life school shooting and what happened on January 1st. I think that was the number 16. 16 days. About from January 6th, really 15 days, right around that time, you have the inauguration. So they are making a statement through the amount of time that these are happening apart too, that they are after stopping the certification and the inauguration. Okay, so they're making it very clear through how far apart these attacks are and what's happening and what they're going after in this very multi-tiered, coordinated, multi-city, multi-level psychological and physical operation that is going on in this nation to try to scare the people, bring them to compromise, what leads to a loss of vision, and stop the incoming presidency. This is what they're attempting. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, but I, the Lord, come to give life and life more abundant. John 10:10, this is what he's after. This is what the enemy is after. He has laid his agenda when he did what he did on December 16th with the Abundant Life School shooting. He laid his agenda and everything has been bam, bam, bam from there. Because once he gets in, they're going to have to go into hyperdrive to try to stop him. So they're literally doing all of this ahead of time to literally try and stop, I believe, the certification of this election and then the inauguration. And like I had said from the Lord before, within the first 3 months, God is going to sift the administration because of this. You see all these things happening? I'm going to tell you something. Intellectuals, because at the root of this is a spiritual issue. At the root of this, you are dealing with ancient spirits. At the root of this, you are dealing with a apex predator, sociopathic darkness that intellectuals don't have an answer for. You can't build a rocket to undo this. You can't build a cyber vehicle to undo this. In fact, I think that Cybertruck blowing up too. I believe right now, and I feel this, Lord help me with this, that this is a prophetic, this is a warning, but I'm speaking prophetically. that they are going to try to either physically blow up something to do with Tesla headquarters, or they are going to try to destroy Tesla as a company. I believe that that Cybertruck blowing up in front of Trump Tower was a warning, as well, that if Elon continued with this, they are going to destroy his company either by physically going after key locations or by tanking its worth. I truly believe that. And we need to pray about that. Because I had that dream years ago that they were attempting to buy Tesla for The Price is Right. There was a dream I had. You can go look it up. It's on the blog. But it had to do with Tesla and attempting to buy Tesla for The Price is Right. And that was years ago. I think that was maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. So these are all very symbolic, strategic, meticulous in their timing. These are all very symbolic in what they intend to do. See, this is the appetizer. What they just did, this is the appetizer to the full course. Now, we could pray and intercede as the saints, because death and life are in the power of the tongue, and we have been given authority through Christ Jesus, and the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us, and we can intercede. And these attacks can be stopped and limited. That is the power we have been given when we come into agreement. We need God for this, people. This is beyond Donald Trump at this point. If you're starting to notice the pattern here, the Lord is trying to show us all. This is beyond Donald Trump. He is a tool in my hands, but this is beyond him now. This takes Almighty God and the church rising and being the standard instead of playing the Kardashians and Peyton Place. Because while the church is playing the Kardashians and Peyton Place, you got SUV-sized drones, you've got fog, you've got coordinated attacks on January 1st, bang, bang. The aroma of 9/11, Ford's X getting hacked with pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel jargon. A day before, a Ford F-150 Lightning pickup truck with an ISIS flag is used in the New Orleans attack. The church has to rise to the standard right now. We have to be the standard. We have to rise to the occasion. The world is the days of our lives. The church should not be the days of our lives. I know we all come from some type of dysfunction and there's drama and there's these things, but the church, for the love of God, has to stop being the days of our lives. I can go to any major network during the day and watch a soap opera like that. Because this is some serious coordinated efforts happening all at once. And while everyone's looking up in the sky, bang, bang. See how that works? Everyone's looking at the SUV-sized drones in these crazy formations. Bang, bang. And that's how. Now, I would not discount that these drones are looking for a dirty bomb, because look what just happened. That is another way we can connect this. The drones are up in the sky right before these two attacks. They could have been seeking out radiation from an explosive device. That is a very real possibility now, given what has happened. So we really need to pray, people. Intercede, pray, ask the Lord for eyes to see and ears to hear what the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has to say. Because another prophetic event happened right before this happened. December, in the middle of all of this. Now, this is the symbolism that God likes to use, but. And I perceive that because of the way this was set up. In the midst of all the chaos, an incredible prophetic event happens. Christmas Day and Hanukkah start and happen on the same day. Christmas Day, we're the light of the world, right? We said we honor that the light of the world, Jesus Christ, was birthed into the earth to die for our sins. And Hanukkah, the miracle of light, the festival of light, the oil didn't go out for a very crucial battle. Those two overlapped in 2024 and overlapped in the same year the eclipse happened, in the same year the trillion cicada invasion happened, in the same year this biblical election happened, in the same year that golden Ashtoreth looking hideous statue, 7 years after the Arch of Baal, was hoisted above the New York City Appellate Courthouse, announcing it was going to try to use a woman to ascend to the highest seat of the presidency in the land. The same year as all of this happens, as two enormous hurricanes cross paths, as historic flooding happens in this nation, the same year Hanukkah and Christmas do this. Because in the middle of the battle, in the middle of Herod's reign, in the middle of all the wickedness of Herod, Yeshua HaMashiach was born as light into a dark world to save us. So in the midst of all the darkness right now, in the midst of the wickedness, in the midst of wicked rulers wanting to take out the righteous, God's making a prophetic statement that his power and his light are not circumvented or overcome or overruled or defeated by the powers of darkness, and that the Lord always has a plan. He is always on his throne, and he will always equip his children when they come to him with a humble heart and contrite spirit to defeat the wickedness of the kingdom of darkness. So that happening in the middle of all of this is a prophetic sounding of the alarm by Almighty God for the church, for the Jew, and for the Gentile, for the United States and for Israel. Listen, you could disagree with things the Israeli government does, but you better be real careful when you talk about the apple of God's eye, because there is an active covenant in place. You better be real careful, because there are rules of engagement that God has put in place with that covenant. Better be real careful. So I praise the Lord. I feel the Lord, because in the middle of all the darkness, the light of Hanukkah and Christmas, it just boom, together, double, right? Why double? Why this year did they do this? 5785, double fives, double. We're going into a time of double. That's why it was two attacks. Bang, bang, double. We are entering a time of double. This is why you got to pray. You got to be right with God. You got to walk circumspectly before him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. This is why. So remember that as we go forth. Praise God, my voice held up. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. Let me say a couple things at the end here. We're going to do a part two. I'm telling you, part two on this is coming. There's other things, too, that are happening right now that I can't even get to tonight that I promise we will get to in the very near future. So we'll do animal picks first. There's Missy, Toby, and Cyrus, the three amigos, just having three musketeers, however you want to put it, just hanging out here in the house together. There's Chester. Oh, this was back in spring. Look, he had his little lion cut. We get Chester that haircut. When the weather starts to get warm, Chester gets a lion cut. Oh, there's Boots. Boots is just so precious. Boots is healing up. Boots got a little cut on his leg, but he's doing very well, actually. So he's actually going to the vet for it to get it rechecked. But Boots is Chester's absolute best bud in the house. I think that is the elusive Bruce. This is like seeing the dodo bird, people. I mean, Bruce is as elusive as they come. There is a really good picture of him. Oh, there's Cyrus and Missy. They go on their walks. Our staff is so good. They take them out on these nice long walks. They get them good and tired by the time they bring them into the house. Up there is, now these two have become best buds, Josie and Molly, hanging out together in the parrot room. They hang out on the same cage all the time. I am so glad Josie has finally made friends with one of these parrots. We were a little worried about her for a second, but she has grown in leaps and bounds, and this is her best bud in the house. Oh, this is Missy with her gingerbread man that our staff gave her. Bought her some Christmas gifts, her and the dogs. So she was walking around with this the other day and hanging out. And this is the flower I bought Missy. Now, where it came from, I'm going to be sending this to our social media team. Our animal staff helped us with this. But we did the dog stockings the other day. And Missy and Cyrus, we put in their sweaters and we did the opening of their stockings with them. So this pillow was in that. So we will be showing that very soon. I will be sending it over to social media. There's Molly again, coming up for morning prayer. So I remember that morning, and Molly came up with our animal staff to participate in morning prayer. Oh, those are great pictures. Those are all great pics. So we get tons of animal pics between me and the staff. We are able to get our social media team just a slew of animal pics. So we will keep them coming. And hopefully by next week, we will be able to show you the whole stocking unveiling with Missy and Cyrus. Also, Glory in America is coming up February 7th and 8th in Claremont, Florida. You can scan the QR code or you can go to gloryinamerica.com. I will be one of the speakers at Glory in America. I'm looking very forward to it. So we hope we can see you in Florida in February. And we just have two things to put up too from our sponsors. So we have Century H2O. Amazing company, has a 5-stage water system under the sink. They also make them for in the entire house. Wonderful for your pets. Do you know that high levels of calcium and other minerals in water can actually cause stones in livestock and in your domestic animals? I didn't know that till it happened to us. So if you want it, so it's great for you, but it's also wonderful for your pets. You can go to our arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Click on Century H2O. Use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. And we have QE Strong as well. Yes, Toby wears QE Strong pain relief patches, and they actually seem to help Toby. So our animal staff is kind enough to put those on Toby for us. They also have red light therapy. So they actually have a portable red light therapy you can use on all of your joints. Red light is supposed to help, I guess, with things like inflammation, with joint pain, muscle pain, things of that nature. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can use promo code ARC for a discount. And here's the perp again, just so you can see her. There's the perp who knocked me off of StreamYard at the start of 2025. Sadie had her own bang in 2025. Okay, there you go. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. We will be back on in the near future, because very near future, especially if something cray-cray happens over the next couple of days. Otherwise, we will be back on early next week, but look for our shorts. I'm putting out a lot of shorts on all our social media platforms. Our social media team is getting out. So look for the shorts as well that we are putting out. Let's put up all of our social media handles quick, and this is how we'll end. So on Rumble and YouTube, we're Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, we're Ark of Grace 88. X is at AmandaGrace_AOG. TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social are all Ark of Grace Ministries. Please like and subscribe. We very much appreciate you doing that. We're also on Roku as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. I have started winter decorating in the house, so we will have pictures of that for you soon. It is a multi-day process when I have to start changing it over. But, you know, it kind of is very therapeutic for me, so I like that. And the Lord tends to talk to me while I'm decorating. I don't know why. You can ask him, but I tend to hear things a lot when I'm walking around the house and my mind is occupied and my spirit can hear clear. So we will get pictures of that. Hopefully next week or the week after. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. God bless you. Keep the faith. Welcome to 2025. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to speak this because death and life are in the power of the tongue. The word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. We have to speak the word because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Also, we have other Psalms up there for you as well. Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I speak those scriptures every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer, because Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way because of the order of that prayer. Putting the Lord first and the asking comes way, way down here. So please go take a look at the Lord's Prayer. Adopt that into your prayer life. It is so important for us to understand that Jesus taught his disciples to pray that because of the order of that prayer, because God's kingdom comes first. Your kingdom come, your will be done. His will comes first on earth as it is in heaven. So we just encourage you to do those things. We like to encourage you in the word. And oh boy, praise God, my voice held up. And yeah, pray, you know, we just give God all the glory for 2025 and what he's going to do in the church, rising to the standard of what God expects of us. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Sadie says bye, and we'll be back on next week. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARC. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.